Praise the Lord. We want to talk about God of miracles. Because I can see miracle in the atmosphere, and there is no other thing to share. You know, I put some messages all around together, but this one just keep coming back. Just keep coming back. God of miracle. And I know God is going to do miracle in somebody's life here today. You are not just going to listen to this message this morning. The Lord will do that miracle that no human being can even think of in the name of Jesus. Your life will from now begin to radiate miracles in the mighty name of Jesus. I mean, praise the Lord. Amen. Am I the one causing this? Maybe I'm too loud. Praise the Lord. It's distracting. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Be lifted up above all other gods. We lay our crowns and worship you. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 to 10. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. If you take a look from the verse 1 of this chapter, you will see they're talking about genealogies. But when it got to Jabez, see the beginning of it, you would have thought they would continue like that, right? They said, but Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And then they now said, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. So that means the beginning of this verse, that he was more honorable, it's not the beginning. If you notice, this is not where he started. It's not that he just got honorable and then they now named him, right? It doesn't work that way. He was born before he became honorable. So something had happened in between. Just like you and I, a lot of things might have happened, may still be happening, or may we still happen, that it doesn't speak of your beginning or where you came from. But where God is taking you is that place of miracle. Hallelujah. And the mother said the reason she gave her, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you will bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand will be with me, and that you will keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. And what happened? So God granted him what he requested. If you want to summarize this passage, that means your confession, What did I, I'm putting it the other way around now. Your confession is your possession. Whatever you confess is what you get. Jabez here, just from simple lay analysis of this chapter and verse, he said what he wanted to God. Okay, I know my mother named me that. She said because I caused her sorrow. Okay. It's okay. But I am now saying, and I'm sure he had already probably went through a lot. He didn't just come up on, in this verse. When you see some phrases in the Bible, he is coming from somewhere. He's coming, but his own name just popped in like that. Amongst, you see, if you look from verse 1, they were telling of their lineage, of their, but his own, when it gets to him, the God is going to make your case different. Not like others. Even not like your siblings. Not like the way people around you think. Not like your colleague. But he's going to make your own different. In the name of Jesus. But peradventure, you speak up. And you speak out. Because had it been, Jabez just took it like that. And just said, okay, that's what they named me. I mean, I might as well go. But he knew something was wrong with his life. You have to take note and know that there is something going on. So, brethren, I want to say this morning that the Lord says he's going to touch some people here today. He's going to do miracle in your life physically, financially, maritally, over your children, over your family, over your career, in the name of Jesus. Let's quickly look at the role of God. Let's examine the roles of God and man in bringing about an unprecedented miracle. Because this Jabez's own, you know, he was an unprecedented one. He called on God. It wasn't there. He didn't do anything. It wasn't because he did anything wrong. And we have some stories in the Bible that they did, it's not because of what they did. God himself declared, even before they were born, you know the story, you know, and declared that one will be hated and one will be loved without doing anything. Maybe you've been looking at your life and say, what have I done wrong? What is it? Why is this happening to me? What is it that is going on in my life? The Lord is saying to you today that for you, if you align with God, if you cooperate with God, he's going to do unimaginable things in your life in the name of Jesus. And that is what we call miracle. That is what we call miracle. From the dictionary, miracle is something that is beyond any comprehension. As a matter of fact, the Google mentioned it as divine. So whether you believe in God or not, whether anybody believe in God or not, miracle is not a man thing. It is divine. Praise the Lord. So we look at the life of this guy. We will see, and this is where I want us to take a look, that the way the role the God played and you, God cannot play his role without you, without me. You have to be aligned with him. You have to cooperate with him for him to be able to do what he has to do. And he's God. He can do what, remember what he said in Revelations, that behold, I stand at the door, knocking. The creator of the whole universe is saying that he's standing at the door, knocking. Somebody that can open the door without even having any key. The one that can get inside without you, not even know. But he said, behold, I stand at the door. That's your privacy. He's talking about you having the key to your heart in your hand. Even though he has the master key, he's not going to invade your privacy. He's going to make sure you are aligned with him and you give him permission. If you don't give him permission, I mean, gone as those days are those days that mothers, somebody like me, maybe your pastor has told you the kind of woman I used to be to him. Praise the Lord. You know, that you want to impose anything on your children, and not even that you meant bad. I mean, you just want to play your role and do what you have to do. But then, these days, they will call it, even not only in America, they will call it, you imposing, you are, ma, grandma, why are you putting this on me? They will tell you. And if you are not careful, you will find yourself where you don't. But what am I saying? God knows this. He knew this even before the foundation of the world. Things that people like us didn't know, that you want to say, okay, I ask you to go and do that. Go and do it. Yes, as parents, we do have that power. But at the same time, we respect privacy. God is teaching us here that your privacy matters to him. That without your permission, he will not be able to do that miracle. Without you giving him that permission, he won't be able to do it. Look at what Jabez did here. Jabez ran to God. He didn't go back to his mother. He didn't go back to his mother to say, why can't you change my name? But because he knew that she already do what she had to do, and he knew that she probably wouldn't be able to undo. She won't be able to undo it. So he now went to the creator, the one that has his destiny in his hands. Can I ask you, do you believe in miracle? It doesn't sound so vibrant. Because some people don't, I mean, like the teacher was telling us this morning, I don't want to put you, don't get me wrong, I'm not judging you, you know, because that's the system we are in. We will say we are not judging, we are not a judge. And the Bible says we should not judge, Abby. So, we should not judge. I'm saying that you yourself, do you believe in miracle? If you believe in miracle, you will get it. Whatever you want, you will get it. Whatever you desire, you will get it. Whether you like it or not, you will get it. Whether the devil likes it or not, you will get it. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In this age, you know, that is being defined by, you know, extraordinary scientific things, like I said, you know, our technological achievements, and it's getting, you know, it's increasing, it's waxing stronger every day. There is continually, you know, a debated relationship between asking reasonable questions about nature and having faith in God. You know, some people believe, like me, I'll be using myself as an example most of the time today, within the few minutes I have, you know. Many a times, because of the way I grew up, you know, I wasn't born outside anywhere. I was born inside there and everything. So, and then my own father happened to be, you know, a disciplinarian, you know, most especially to his children and people around him anyway. So, the divine healing, which is scriptural, we took it in isolation. Praise the Lord. And then it works. There is divine healing. God heals. Hallelujah. God heals. But we shouldn't take it out of context. We shouldn't. Both miracle and science, they work hand in hand. Especially, we are getting to know better. Because somebody like me, I mean, then I was walking, and then, you know, all my children, when I get pregnant, because at work, you have to produce your maternity something for you to get the maternity leave. So I'll be forced to go to the clinic. And as soon as they gave me those medications, I won't even open it. As I get out there, I'll throw it inside the gutter. So fanatical, right? Laugh, please. It was God that saved people like Pastor E and all these children. I mean, I'm not saying, you know, there are some basic things scientifically that you're supposed to take a look at, which these days, praise the Lord, that I'm beginning to get better and know better. The Holy Spirit had to deal with me. You know, those days, I mean, We don't use medicine. We don't take medication. We boast about it. It's good. But there are some things that need to be done. You know why? Where the Holy Spirit took me and got hold of me personally, not by my father. You know, many a times, this my father that believed in divine healing. Anything happened to me because I happened not to live with them at a certain age, he would sneak to where I was living. And if there is anything, maybe it's rashes in my body, he would go and buy ointment. And divine healing. That was where I started thinking, like, why can't this divine healing work for this? I won't ask him more. I'll just take it. All this, my nails used to be fungi. All my nails, you know, as far as I knew then, was all full of. So my father was so particular. No, you have to put this, you know, on your nails so that you take care of it. It comes out. And that was where the Holy Spirit began to speak to me. Okay, now, they said divine healing, right? Yes, I believe that it is, because that area of personal encounter with him, I did had it, because growing up, when we get to church, we stay in there, my father standing here, it's look, because they used to sit on the altar, ministers and choir, they sit there. Before I joined the choir in the congregation, my father would be looking out for his children. Parents, do that too, because it pays. He will be looking out for his children. And when he calls a prayer point to stand up to pray, it's you he will be coming to me. Petra, you're not praying. Then he'll give you a slap in the back. Pray right there. Praise the Lord. You know, and those things, even though it wasn't pleasant then, but guess what? It pays. So I'm saying that this question of divine healing, yes, God heals. We see lots of intervention of God in so many things. But guess what? We shouldn't rule out the part of science. God can heal. He's the God of miracle, right? You know, but there are some miracles that no medication can do. Don't get me wrong. Even if you take some medication, if God doesn't put hands on it, how many people had taken the medication you probably had taken and you got him well, that took it and didn't get well? So, please, we have to balance it. It has to be balanced. So what am I talking about? When we're talking about God of miracle, and we're talking about miracle, it shouldn't be done and dealt with in isolation. We must make sure we balance it. While science seeks explanation rooted in observation and evidence, faith in God embraces the miraculous as manifestation of divine power. Hallelujah. One thing I noticed in Newton, we all know scholars, you know Isaac Newton in physics in 1643 to 1972. I read that one of our greatest scientists, you know, in history, he said, saw his discovery and reflection of divine design. He famously stated, the wonderful arrangement and harmony of the cosmos could only have originated in the plan of an omniscient and omnipotent being. Hallelujah. So, he's putting it like what I've been saying. That's a scientist that was saying that, even as far back as then. And look at what Albert Einstein said here, 1879 to 1955. You know, he was a revolutionary physicist, capture the balance between science and faith. Science should not nullify faith, and faith should not nullify science. He was asserting that science without religion is what? It's lame. And religion without science is blind. So, both corroborate each other. Praise the Lord. One should not be ruled out. But where I'm going today is what God has in stock for you. With these achievers that reminding us that scientific breakthrough and benefits need not to oppose our faith. Get me right this morning. Don't say one woman came here and told us that we shouldn't believe in divine healing. No. Praise the Lord. It shouldn't, science shouldn't oppose our faith. We should make sure balancing is the key. So we should make sure we believe. Our faith in God of miracles should not be ruled out by science. Faith in God and scientific inquiry can coexist as a celebration of wonder and order of creation. Brethren, God created the scientist. Is he not the creator? He's the one that gave them knowledge to do it. Had it been we don't need them, he wouldn't have done it. So we have to make everything balanced. Quickly, we are going to look. You remember we're talking about Jabez, the story that gives us a deeper understanding of miracles as God's intervention in human affairs. God can interrupt anything. Whatever the devil had put in place or orchestrated, God can decide to interrupt and turn it around. As I can see everything turning around, in your life is turning around, everything turning around for your good. Yes, I can see God turning around that hopeless situation. That hopeless circumstance, that situation that people had already given up on, what is it? Name it. God is in the business of doing that miracle. Hallelujah. He can do the extraordinary. He can do the unimaginable. He can do he's the impossibility specialist. He specializes in doing the impossible. Like I was telling us, the history of divine healing, you know, most of those times, people will say we believe in the divine healing. But when the thing now gets to the worst case, about the time of dying, they will now be rushing to the hospital. At the end of the day, those are the areas I now began to see. I was asking questions, not any man, but I was asking that, well, how come we have to let it be like this? You know, I can tell you, I mean, not to glorify the devil, that there are lots of losses that we got in the middle of all this I'm telling you about. I think maybe that's why it's so, so paramount to my heart, because I lost children, my father too, you know, just because of, I mean, not that God can do it, but there are some steps that needed to be taken. There are some things medically, scientifically that needed to be taken that wasn't taken. But God is a God of mercy. We are not killers. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Our God is a merciful God. For God to save Pastor East's life, if I tell you the story of how Emmanuel came around, you know the meaning of Emmanuel now. God with us is a story. But thank God. He comes from the place of miracle. He came from the place, not because Jesus' name was that. It was because of situation. Because I've been through some situations, I was going through some situations, and then the pregnancy came unexpected. A lot of things. I think I've told him before, what I did for the pregnancy to even come out, you will know that if God already kept him for a purpose, maybe for you, for you, for you. Praise the Lord. You know, what I did, no medication, but I was doing a lot of things that I thought would make the pregnancy, but I would put on something. As a matter of fact, when he came out of my womb, I was looking to see if there would be some deformation, maybe of damage that had done to him in the womb. That it was that serious. That was where that name came from. But what am I talking about? We shouldn't get fanatical in saying, I believe God, and stop doing what we have to do. Can you say, because you know God is a provider, and you say, I'll sit at home, I won't work. Anyway, in this country, nobody will tell you what to do. Because as a man, you won't even have where to stay anymore if you are not working. I mean, nobody will beg you to go and do the needful. So when you say you trust God and you stay at home, you don't do nothing, and you be looking up, oh Lord, come down and manifest your power. The power will be manifested in a different way. Brethren, we shouldn't get it wrong. We should set it straight and do the right thing. Praise the Lord. You know, this Jabez's story is, it talks of, I want to talk about three things now. Jabez's common story of limitations. There are some limitations in our lives. Number two thing that I'll talk about, let me mention the three, then I'll quickly run over it. Jabez's common story of limitations. Jabez's uncommon faith and prayer. Did you see uncommon faith in Jabez's situation? Yes. And Jabez's miraculous turnaround. Those are the 3 points I got from the prayers of Jabez. That he prayed. That he turned to God. Praise the Lord. The common story of limitation. Jabez was of the tribe of Judah. From the beginning, I took you back there. From the beginning of that chapter. You know, Israel's longest and foremost in God's promises. Judah, they are favorites of God. And in blessings, you know, they are the key. A tribe from which our Lord came from, Jesus Christ. We call him the Lion of the tribe of Judah, right? In the Revelation chapter 5, verse 5. And despite the enormous potential benefits of generational heritage, see where he was coming from. Already you would have thought, God had taken care of the situation for him. There shouldn't be problem. But for each and every person carries his own. No wonder Jesus told his disciples that sufficient to the day, the evil thereof. For the fact that you are, you know, I mean, and I like that. That's what I always say. That because I'm from this particular generation or this particular family, it doesn't make me to be a child of God, though. No, I have to run my own race. You have to run your own race. As a minister, as whatever you are, that doesn't make your children to become what you are. You have to pray them into it. I remember Prophet Obadare's son in New York, Pastor Abraham, he was saying that their father prayed them into the ministry, that he now saw that everything was just falling in place. That humanly speaking, they wouldn't have even thought of going near ministry. But their father, unknowingly to them, prayed them to ministry. And guess what? Almost all of them, they are fitting and doing well in the Lord. And people like us too, we are a testimonial of such. But that doesn't rob some things, some limitations that may be in the way because of who you are. I can tell you stories of limitations in my life. Some people, when they want to introduce me and mention so, I say, don't say it. You make me feel ashamed because they will say, this one, no, she can't be from that place because of limitations. I'm just going to drop there. So I'm saying whatever limitation you are going through, including me, the Lord is going to deal with it today. Peradventure, you did like Jabez. Remember, Jabez used his mouth, like this Yoruba song that says, Jabez said his own with his mouth, and he became rich. He became wealthy. You will speak your own with your mouth today. I know this is a praying church. You will speak your own with your mouth today, and your miracle will be dropped on your lives. In the name of Jesus. We could see common story of limitations, which is not limited to one particular generation, because this came out from the place of looking at the generation where they're mentioning, and if you look at the lineage where they were coming, they talked of this one, that when it got to him, they said, Jabez was this. How come? How come? They said he was rich. Because the greatness now supersedes all those things they've been mentioning. And this is what God is going to do in your life. He's going to do in my own life too. Every limitation, whatsoever, everything that has been limiting you, every barrier, every stagnation, the Lord is going to take care of it this morning in the name of Jesus. There will no more be any limitation in the name of Jesus. And as a matter of fact, the just concluded Holy Ghost service in Nigeria talks about joy unspeakable. That will be your portion. It will be joy unspeakable. The joy you get today will be smaller than the one you will get tomorrow in the name of Jesus. Every day, it will be getting higher, going higher, going higher in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Time will not permit me to go deep into that. But what am I trying to say? If you look at Revelations chapter 5 verse 5. Despite the enormous potential benefits of his generational heritage, tribal affiliation, and social status, Jabez's birth circumstance set an unusual limitation. From birth, he didn't do anything. That reminds me of Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, who happened to be the friend of David that was on the throne as at the time. Mephibosheth didn't do anything. In his own case, he wasn't even born lame. But the Bible says he was dropped. And the person that dropped him, it wasn't that it was intentional. It was a mistake. He was trying to save his life. He was running to keep him safe. And then he dropped. And all of a sudden, he became paralyzed. And that became a limitation. When David thought of him, as God is going to remember somebody here today for good, David remembered the friendship that he had with his father. And he said, is there nobody? Remember how the death came? Both the father, Saul, and they died in one day. But David now remembered and said, can somebody help me look out? God is going to look out for you today. God is going to look out for you today. Those good deeds that your father do, those good deeds that your parents did, the Lord God Almighty will bring a book of remembrance, like he did even to the children of Esther and Co. in the land of exile. The Lord is going to open the book of remembrance, and he's going to make sure you are looked for and sought for in the name of Jesus. Let me quickly go to, I won't be able to itemize it because I have inherited potential versus potential personal struggles, which is something that we saw in the life of Jabez, and I believe some of us can relate to it. Probably you inherited some potential, and then personal struggle every day. You struggle with this, you struggle with that. God says he's going to show his face and he's going to make sure he deals with it in the name of Jesus. If you look at Genesis 25, 23 to 26, Genesis chapter 25, 23 to 26. You saw the story I mentioned earlier on of two nations that God brought the attention of the parents to, that two nations are in your womb and they are going to come to life, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people. Why? God didn't give, he didn't tell them the reason why. For whatever you're going through that you don't know the reason why, can I say to you this morning, stop asking why it's happening. Because I do that sometimes. I ask myself, why is this happening? Personally, you know what you're supposed to do, what you're supposed to be getting, and you know some roles you played. But why is this going this way? But you know what? Holy Spirit told me a couple of years ago, stop asking that question. Stop asking that he will remove the limitation. It may not be at your own time. That's what God told me. It may not be at your time, but I'm going to remove it. I've not forgotten you. God is telling somebody here this morning that I've not forgotten you. Do you believe me? God says he will not forget you. He has not forgotten you and he will not forget you. So be rest assured that whatever it is, it may look as if the whole world has ended. Trust me, God is in control. Is it cultural expectation versus personal experience? Is it generational promises versus individual obstacles? Anything that may be in the way. Under this topic, the Lord is saying to you this morning, He is going to take care of it in the name of Jesus. You know, prominent affiliation, you know, but some situation that by legally He came in. We can talk about it for those of us that are here in this country, peradventure legally, one thing or the other going on as an immigrant church. We know what is going on around now, the new sheriff in town. But the Lord God Almighty is saying that your own case, peradventure, you are under the sound of my voice this morning, that God is going to use the new sheriff to turn around even the old situation. You know, this sheriff can get away with most things. God will use him. God will use him. There are some things coming up that the Lord is going to do through him. Watch out. Ordinarily, that nobody would have been able to do. That is how my God works. He's going to make things work out in a supernatural way. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me quickly go to number two. Jabez's uncommon faith and prayer. Look at it in the prayer in 1 Chronicles 4:9. It says, it means, his name Jabez means, he causes pain. The mother said the baby in the womb was the one that caused her pain. Can you imagine? Something that he didn't do. He wasn't the one that orchestrated it. But the mother believed that he was the one. He called him a child of sorrow. In a culture where names were, you know, thought to influence, and even our culture here too, names has a lot of things to do with what is going on around. In Genesis 35, verse 18, yes, Genesis 35, 18, the Bible says the word of the Lord, praise the Lord, yeah, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, I think I'm mixing it up, something came out of here, anyway, let me just move that one for, oh, Jeremiah, that's Jeremiah chapter 1, yes, verses 4 and 5, then the word of the Lord came unto me saying, before I formed you in your mother's womb, the Lord is saying that I already know you. The Lord is saying that before you can even think of coming to America, I'm already in it. Some of us, maybe you come with somebody's head, you come with somebody's leg, whatever, whichever way it is, you are here already. Praise the Lord. And my Bible tells me that wheresoever the sole of your feet shall tread, hallelujah, He will give unto you. Claim that miracle this morning. And it shall be yours in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us about Rachel and Ruth. The Bible tells us that Rachel and Naomi too. We saw Naomi too went through the same thing under the name that she carried. She thought the name Naomi supposed to be sweetness, but because of what she was going through, she said, "Oh, change my. I don't call me that again. Call me Mara." Everything that is mararized in all your lives, the Lord is going to turn it to sweetness. You will maintain Naomi. You will become sweetness. You will be great and greater than you think. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I'm going to go to His prayer now. His prayer, which is fourfold. And those are the prayers we are going to pray. His prayers were in fourfold. We all see it in that passage. He says, bless me indeed. Not just ordinary blessing. Because ordinary blessing can't solve my situation. Ordinary blessings can't solve my problem. He puts an emphasis on indeed. He says, bless me indeed. Brethren, there are general blessings. There are just special one. I don't know which one you want to choose this morning that the Lord will give to you. Yes, you don't want the general one. You want an unprecedented one. Like Jabez said, bless me indeed. Praise the Lord. Jabez asked for it, and the first miracle was that he got the blessing indeed. Number two, under the prayer, enlarge my coast. Wherever you are right now, maybe you need to spread your tentacle. And the Lord is saying to you, that place where you are in is too small. You need to move. You need to move. Career-wise, ministerial-wise, over your children, enlarge my coast. Jabez was not content to go on like that. With that blessing that he just got, he said, Lord, I want you to enlarge my coast. The request for territory enlargement was what he asked for. The Lord will give to you every area in which you need enlargement in the name of Jesus. Because barrier will be removed, limitations will be removed in the name of Jesus. Number three prayer, that thine hand, hallelujah, that thy hand may be with me. Whose hand do you want to be with you? Hey, I don't know what I can do without God's hands over my life. So, there is nothing we can do. Remember what Moses said to God. He said, God, don't even try. Go, even after God told him that I will be with you, he said, no, if you are not really going with us, he said it that I won't let go. We won't take an inch. We won't take a step. Brethren, this year, 2025, the main thing that you should focus on is that the hand of the Lord will rest on you. The hand of the Lord will rest on you. Rest on your children. Rest on every member of your family. In the name of Jesus. Like that songwriter says, Owo Oluwambe, Lori Ayemi O, Ongbe Mifo, Ongbe Mis. Meaning, the hand of God is resting on me. Is lifting me, it's making me to fly, not just walk. To fly. The hand of God doesn't make you crawl. When the hand of God is on you, expeditedly you'll be walking. And this is what God will do in your life, over your family, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jabez's third miracle was achieving success in all his undertakings. And you are going to achieve that in all you undertake this year, 2024, in the name of Jesus. And his last prayer, keep me from evil, that it may not make me sorrowful. This year, 2025, like I said, joy unspeakable that does finish in Nigeria, it doesn't end there. It's continuous. Amen. It's a continuous thing. And the Lord is going to make sure that your joy will last forever. In the name of Jesus. Every day there will be increase in the joy. In the name of Jesus. And lastly, the miraculous turnaround. Miraculous turnaround in the life of Jabez. We do not have details on, we didn't see much about him than those two part in the Bible. We never had anything about him. We don't have the details, you know, of his miracle. Than the fact that God granted his four requests. God granted him that he gave him blessing and favor. Hallelujah. And that is what God will give you this morning. He gave him territorial expansion. He enjoyed a large territory of tangible improvement all over, all around him. In his wealth, influence, and opportunity, divine presence of God. Divine presence of God. More than any other thing, if there is anything you need to crave for in your life as you go in this journey of 2025, is that, Lord, don't let me get out of your presence. Don't let me get out of your presence. I can tell you stories of getting out of the presence of God. Like I said, it's not about who you are or where you're coming from. But when you walk out, it doesn't matter the daughter or the son of who you are. If you get out of the presence of God, it's another story. I've known people, family, that lost life because of getting out of the presence of God. In spite of the name they carry. In spite of who maybe the generation was, they went out of the presence of God, and guess what? Something else unpalatable happened. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. You won't get out of the presence of God, and you will continually enjoy the peace of God in the name of Jesus. Protection from evil is the last thing that Jabez got. He was shielded from misfortune. He was given a life free from unnecessary pain. Like the mother said, he was the one that caused that pain. God now delivered him and said, listen, you are going to be free from pain. Nothing will come over you that will be painful. And that is what the Lord is going to give somebody here today. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. God is going to make you even stronger, even than your peers, than your enemies. In the name of Jesus. More than you can imagine, that you can think, the Lord is going to see to it, and he will make sure he takes care of whatever pertains to you in the name of Jesus. At this juncture, I'm going to make us to rise up, you know, some Bible passage. I'll just call for us to pray over it, and then I will hand over the mic to our mommy in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brethren, I want us to just figure ourselves as we are in his presence. Jabez saw the situation in his life, going on in his life, and he just put that aside. It was something he grew up to meet, was inherited. Hey, some people inherited wealth, some people inherited whatever, good things, but he got something that he didn't even pay for, that he didn't bargain for. It wasn't the cost of it, but he got it. He now decided that, no, this must stop. You have to make up your mind this morning. That's where I'm going. You have to make up your mind. Remember, miracle can happen with you conjoining with God and cooperating with him. If you don't cooperate with him, he's not going to do anything. Even though he's a miracle worker, he won't do it if you don't cooperate. So this morning, you want to take a look at your life and see that point where you are, or whatever it is, and look at it and say, okay, this must stop. At this junction today, I'm here in your presence. Lord, this morning, you are the God of miracle. I want you to prove yourself. So I want us to first of all begin to thank God. Let's begin to thank him for his faithfulness, because he's a faithful God. In spite of whatever you think or I think, he's faithful. He's faithful. Whatever he says, he will do. Whatever he do, we will say. So he will do whatever he says. He's still doing miracle. He's still in the business of doing miracle. Yes, he's a miracle worker. Lord, we thank you. We thank you because you are going to wrought your miracle in all our lives today, in the name of Jesus, and even going forward in this year.